You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks has been following the unfolding drama at the ballot box. Simon, help us unpack what has been happening in the last hour. A new numbers out of Maricopa County, Arizona. Wasn't Arizona already called a Biden victory by the Associated Press? What's happening and what impact would this have on the overall race?
Yeah, well, Waisu, Arizona is suddenly becoming quite fascinating again. You are right. The Associated Press and Fox News both called it for Joe Biden on election night roughly 24 hours ago. But the other television networks here have not yet called Arizona, and they've just come on the air tonight and they're not calling it again because within the last hour, we've seen the numbers in Arizona change, and they've changed in Donald Trump's favor, with new votes from Maricopa County being added to the totals. And Joe Biden's lead in Arizona has been cut to 79,000 votes over Donald Trump. 59% of the ballots that have just been published in Arizona, in Maricopa County, favored Donald Trump. So suddenly that has breathed some new life into Donald Trump's campaign, with his White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, tweeting in her personal capacity and suggesting that it absolutely keeps Donald Trump's hopes alive of winning that state. But equally, in the state of Georgia, we are seeing Joe Biden making up ground, and Donald Trump's lead in Georgia now standing at just 37,300 votes over Joe Biden, with 99,000 votes left to be tabulated. And Georgia says it will have all its votes counted by around 4 o'clock in the afternoon Singapore time, 3 o'clock in the morning here. So Georgia could end up being a result that we get coming in over the course of the next few hours. The end of the day, this presidential race remains too close to call. We've seen the Biden campaign over the last few hours expressing continuing certainty that, in the words of a top Biden aide, the outcome is a foregone conclusion. Joe Biden will reach 270 in the Electoral College and will win the keys to the Oval Office. But as we know, President Donald Trump on Twitter today and in person last night in the East Room of the White House, absolutely not giving up. The Trump campaign calling for a recount in Wisconsin, taking legal action to try and stop votes from being counted in Pennsylvania, and now hoping that that call by the Associated Press and Fox News about the outcome of the race in Arizona may prove to have been premature. We are in for many nail-biting hours ahead here as we wait to see when it might be possible to decide precisely which of these two candidates has actually won this presidential race.
Simon, looking ahead, say in 24 hours, we know that Joe Biden does have at least 270 seats all around there. Does that count as a convincing enough victory for him to be an effective president?
Well, I think he'd certainly take it, Waisu. I mean, there's no question about that. However, with the ongoing threat of litigation from the Trump campaign, were Joe Biden to reach that 270 number, the next question would be, is Donald Trump going to concede? Is he going to agree to something that he wouldn't stipulate to before the election, the peaceful transfer of power in the event that the votes are all counted and they show that Donald Trump has lost and Joe Biden has won? Look, the Democrats find themselves in a very different position than many of them expected to be. Many Democrat strategists thought this was going to be a landslide. The polls certainly indicated far greater margins separating these two candidates. Joe Biden's already made history today. He's become the first presidential candidate ever to secure more than 70 million votes in a presidential election. But Donald Trump is not very far behind, 66, 67 million votes nationally. Whichever of these two men ends up being president of the United States, the other guy will have been supported by at least 66 million Americans. And it just further illustrates the complete polarization of American society and the possibility, if the Republicans retain hold of the Senate up on Capitol Hill, of complete political gridlock here for four more years to come.
Oh, thanks for that. Simon Summermark speaking to us there from Washington, D.C.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.